time is 9:30.
Third day of grand trial of Luigi Marco.
Be
master of the court. X-ray, X-ray.
Sergeant
FBI detective in court today.
Hey, boy, give me one of them, will you?
Hey, sure, mister.
Here, I'll keep the change.
X-ray, X-ray.
Read all
about it.
Lee Mastiff, sightless FBI Superman, will be in court on the third and final day of the grand trial of Luigi Francisco Marco, alleged mastermind of the Sicilian Mafia. Blind Agent Lee Masters is expected to bring to the stand a witness whose vital testimony is almost certain to convict Marco. Said witness has been under strict security wraps for the past 3 months and is believed that only Lee Masters knows where the witness is being held and what he has to testify. Some blur. Well, I guess I better read this to Lee. Not that he needs the papers to know what's going on. He knows.
Goodyear presents The Sounds of Darkness. Good evening. The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of passenger, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry, bring you Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the sounds of darkness. In tonight's Sounds of Darkness, you will hear Tony Jay as Lee Masters and James White as Johnny Bridges. Others in the cast are John Hayter, Kelly Jordan, and Hugh Rouse. Now let's join the world of Lee Masters in tonight's Sounds of Darkness, Silent Death.
Hi, Lee.
Well, Johnny, this is it.
Yeah, it's in all the papers and banner headlines.
Oh, yeah, the Tribune, huh?
How'd you know it's a Tribune?
As I've explained before many times, no two newspapers use the same type of quality paper and print. Over the years, since I was blinded, I've got to know the texture and smell of the various kinds. This could only be the Tribune. What does it say?
The usual jazz. One phrase I know will amuse you. They seem to have dubbed you the sightless Superman.
Sightless? This is one of those times when I'd give a lot to see the look on Luigi Marco's face when the judge nails the rap on him and sends him to the pen.
Yeah. Well, after all the work you put in, it had better pay off.
It will, Johnny. It will.
This Luigi sure seems to have more neck than a giraffe. He's giving out to anyone that'll listen that the jury will acquit him.
You worry too much, Johnny. Anyway, how's the time? Case is booked for 10 o'clock.
You know, Lee, when I first took this job with you, you proved you could get along pretty good without using my eyes. But when it's a case of telling the time, I guess that's something else again, huh?
Don't give me the humble bit, Johnny. You know I need you for much more than that. But just for the record, when I ask you the time, it's because I want the accurate time. However, at a guess, I'd say the time right now would be 9:30. Well, let's say 9:33. Well, how close am I?
I'll go get the car. We've got to be in court by...
Johnny, how close?
9:33.
I call Franco Bonelli to the witness stand.
Oh, Franco Bonelli.
Well, you do.
Oh, Franco Bonelli.
I hope Bonelli doesn't chicken out when he's on the stand.
Yeah, if only that Bonelli's a cheap hoodlum, you have to admire his guts standing up there and testifying against the entire mafia.
I smell pipe tobacco, Johnny.
What? Pipe tobacco?
Yeah. A very distinctive blend at that. Got it. London Bridge, rough cut.
But nobody's
are
looking
you, Franco
for...
Bonelli?
Wait.
Take this card in your right hand, cut. Say after me.
Can't only be Luigi chewing on that pipe.
Hey, you're right, it is Luigi. But I didn't think that pipes were allowed in court.
No, it's okay as long as he doesn't light it. Guess the DA's given special permission.
Were you at one time, in fact, until 4 months ago, a member of the inner circle of the Mafia?
See yours.
Would you tell the court what happened on April 21st last?
That was the day I was arrested and taken to the headquarters of the FBI.
Tell the court what happened then.
I was questioned for 6 hours by top agent of the FBI, Lee Masters.
During the time when you were a member of the inner circle of the Mafia, from whom did you take your orders?
I took my orders from...
Quickly, somebody get a doctor!
Hey, Johnny, what is it? What's going on?
It's Spinelli. He's dead.
Come on, Luigi. Talk, if you know what's good for you.
I told you before. I know as much as you do. Why should I be responsible for the death of a man I never saw until this day?
It won't work, Luigi.
Huh?
You know as well as I do that Bonelli was about to squeal, and that would have been curtains for you.
Masters, I tell you, I do not know who killed Bonelli.
Get him out of here. Pretty obvious we're wasting our time with him.
I keep telling you, I don't know what is going on. How can I
look,
talk if...
Get this through your criminal mind, Luigi. Don't play big boys with me. And take that pipe out of your mouth when I'm speaking to you. Those $200 suits you wear, they don't fool me. If you know who rubbed out Franco Bonelli today, tell me. Well, I'm waiting...
I don't know nothing.
I'll get him out of here before
now
I...
Take it easy, Lee.
Brodsky, McCartney in here on the double.
Just take it easy, Lee.
Take this guy back to his cell. Now, hold it. Better take him out through the back door, clearing the crowd. Well, Lee, where do we go from here?
Good question. All we know at the moment is that Bonelli, a guy I've been hounding for years so as to finally nail Marco... is erased, just as he was about to sing. And I have a shrewd idea as to how he was killed. But our job now is to find the killer.
You know how he was killed?
Yeah, but I'll wait for the doctor's report before I commit myself. Well, so far, English Luigi is on cloud lucky 7, but not for long.
English Luigi? What's with this English bit?
Oh, of course, Johnny. You weren't with me in the old days when the DA here and I split Chicago's east side wide open. It was like turning over stones in a wet forest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
After the rain. Anyway, in those days, Luigi was running with a pack of cheap hoodlums. You know the kind. Luigi was different. He had great ideas and his own code of rules. Gradually, his reputation grew along with his self-created image. The ruthless, immaculately dressed, calculating killer. I can see him in my mind now, exactly as I first saw him. Homburg, pinstripe suit, handmade shoes, kid gloves, and always the eternal pipe. To look at, a perfect English gentleman.
So that's English Luigi. And after all these years, you recognize that tobacco he uses?
Photographic memory, Johnny. Remember.
Come in. Oh, thanks, Brodsky. Doctor's report.
What does it say?
Well, let's see.
Spare the details. Just tell us, was Benelli murdered with a micro dart?
But that's fantastically. That's exactly how he was killed.
I figure that much. Now the report confirms it.
Oh?
Yeah. Fact number one, Benelli is cut off in mid-sentence, instantaneously. So, death came swiftly. Fact number two, to most people, the method of death is utterly silent. Fact number three, that sound in court.
What sound?
Well, I guess you wouldn't have heard it, but there was a definite sound. Sort of whisper. Just before Benelli was struck. Johnny, one thing more. The dart on its own wouldn't be enough to kill a man. Can you recall the exact expression on Benelli's face at the precise moment he was hit?
Well, the thing that sticks out like a sore thumb is that I'm certain Benelli never knew what hit him. One instant he was about to spill the beans and then, like, gone. But the fraction of a second in between? Yeah, well, that's a tough one, man.
I know, Johnny, but think. The expression.
Well, yeah, well, the only word that describes it best is frozen.
Frozen. So it follows that the dart was... Johnny, go bring that dart to me in my office, will you? I've got some examination to do.
All right, I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Well, anything in the report about poison?
Yeah, it's right here. Let's see. Yeah. Tipped with a rare poison. The name not known to me personally. Laboratory tests awaited.
So we know how Benelli died and what killed him. All we need to find out now is how the dart reached him and who fired it.
Okay, Lee, where to?
Corner of 53rd and 9th.
All right, what's there?
A little bar run by Giuseppe Dona. Favorite meeting place of past and present vendetta criminals. Aside from Giuseppe himself, who's proved to be plenty useful before now, there's a guy hangs around there who could tell me a book. Renato Cirelli. Unfortunately, he's difficult to pin down.
Well, if you can't get anything out of him, I guess nobody can.
This Cirelli character knows everyone, and everyone knows him. He's mainly small-time, strictly on the fringe. But he's also invariably broke. With someone like that, you can never...
What's the matter, Lee?
That sound. That same sound has been behind us all the time. Johnny, is there a car following us?
There is a car in our tail, but whether it's following us, I don't... Wait a minute. It's beginning to overtake us.
Get down, Lee, quickly!
Just about. Sounds like we hit a fire hydrant from the sound of that water pumping out.
Well, the car's standing in 6 inches of water. I guess we got a bail out.
Did you get a look at it?
Oh, sure is. It all happened so fast. I just managed to get a glimpse of the gun before it went off. Then it was all over. Who could it have been?
A typical mafia reaction. Somebody obviously wanting to drop a gentle hint that we should stop leaning on Luigi Marco.
I was never too willing to take hints. Gentle or otherwise.
Okay, Johnny. Let's get to a phone and have them send another car up here from headquarters.
You are listening to Silent Death. Tonight's Sons of Darkness, brought to you by Goodyear, the greatest name in rubber.
Johnny, Giuseppe here?
There's a guy behind the bar.
That'll be Giuseppe. He minds his own bar and everyone else's business. Giuseppe, come here.
Signor Master, long time no see, eh? Now you know I'm here, eh?
Giuseppe, you should remember there's no such thing as a little garlic.
you want to eat?
FBI agents don't have time to eat.
You can say that again.
This is a strictly business call.
What kind of business, eh? You know, I've been going straight for a long time, Signor Masters. I don't want no trouble.
Answer my questions. There won't be any trouble. Where's Renato Cirelli?
Cirelli? I know, see, 2, maybe 3 weeks. Honest.
Find him.
Signor Masters.
Now, Giuseppe.
If you know what's good for you.
If I bring you. Promise, you won't make no trouble.
I don't make promises.
I go tell him you here, that's all. He's in the back room.
And that Giuseppe sure was scared. Both his chins were shaking. Do you think he was covering for Cirelli?
Hard to say, Johnny. When you're in the kind of business these characters are in, you spend half your life being scared.
You're looking for me, Masters?
Hey, I know you from somewhere.
Save it, Johnny. That's right, Cirelli. I'm looking for you.
For what?
Want to ask you a few questions.
Ask.
Thanks. Now, Cirelli, where were you between 10 and 11 this morning?
How do I?
I'm asking the questions you answer.
I've been here all day.
Is that right, Johnny?
You better think again, punk.
I told you, I'd have been here all day.
Like the man said, Cirelli, think.
What do you mean?
Let's not kid around anymore. You know me from way back. This is Lee Masters. I'm nobody's fool.
Hey, what are you trying to pin on me? I done nothing. I've been here all day, I told you.
So it was another guy I saw in court this morning. Your twin brother, maybe, huh?
That's not true.
Isn't it? Listen carefully, Cirelli. I got enough on you already to send you to the chair. The fact that you murdered Franco Bonelli in court today is only another nail in your coffin.
I didn't kill him. I swear it. I know nothing. I don't know where to get.
Get what, Cirelli?
Nothing. Nothing. I didn't mean...
Quinalgo?
I done nothing.
Okay. You told me all I want to know. Oh, just one more thing. This is for Friendly. Don't leave town. I may need you.
Why did Cirelli crack up when you mentioned Quinalgo? Well, what is Quinalgo, anyway?
Quinalgo, Johnny, is an old Italian death potion, centuries old. It was used by the Borgias extensively and handed down through the years secretly, till its present-day use is limited almost exclusively to the Mafia. It's the only poison that kills instantly.
Yeah, I get it. So that microdot you examined was tipped with this Quinalgo? And Cirelli knew the name Quinalgo and was in court at the time Bonelli was killed? Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Oh, not so fast. My sixth sense tells me there's something kind of screwy about this whole deal. Something just doesn't add up.
So did Cirelli do it or didn't he?
I'll only know that for certain when we make our next call.
Well, here we are in the courtroom. To use a cliche, the scene of the crime. Although what you hope to get here, Lee, I don't know.
Patience, Johnny. Take me to the witness stand where Bonelli stood this morning.
Okay. This is it, just here.
Now, am I facing the DA's bench?
Not quite, a little more to your left.
Here?
Yeah, that's it.
Now I want you to walk over to where Cirelli was sitting during the trial.
Okay. This is exactly where he was sitting. I remember it was an outside seat.
So that would be approximately 15 feet between Cirelli and Bonelli, right?
Yeah, that's about the distance.
So let's see. Cirelli was 15 feet from the witness and at an angle of about 30 degrees.
Pretty nearly exactly 30 degrees, I'd say.
Good. Now, Johnny, come over to where Luigi was sitting.
Luigi? Why, that's easy. He was in the dock all the time.
Yeah, but how far is the dock from the witness stand?
Well, that'll be around 12 feet.
And the angle?
Well, that's a sharper angle, Lee. I guess 21, maybe 22 degrees.
Okay. Now, one more thing.
Yeah? What's that, Lee?
The row of windows facing the witness stand. How many are there and how high off the floor?
Well, there are 6 windows. They're approximately 18 to 20 feet off the ground.
Any of them open?
Nope.
Interesting. Because during the trial, I remember noticing that the end two were open. I felt the draft distinctly on the top of my head. So, how far are the two end windows from where Bonelli stood? And at what angle are they?
Well, I say the angle was about 60 degrees, about 30 feet from the stand.
Okay, that's all, Johnny. You've been a great help. Now let's get back to the office. Sam's been working on a transcript of the doctor's report, which means that you've got some heavy reading to do.
Look, Lee, what is all this with those angles and the distances?
I'm working on three possibilities. Johnny, tell me, what was Luigi's attitude in the dock?
Attitude? What do you mean?
Well, did he appear nervous or calm? Did he look at Chiarelli? Did he look up at the windows? How did he look to you?
He seemed pretty relaxed, I'd say, just like he was through the whole trial.
Mm.
He may have glanced at the windows once or twice. I don't know whether he looked at Chiarelli. He may have. I reckon he looked much as you described him, the real dandy, dressed in the blue pinstripe, quiet necktie, silk shirt, chewing on that old pipe, just like always. In short, I'd say there was nothing particularly noticeable about his appearance or behavior.
All right, Johnny, thanks. I think I have all I want now. Sorry to drag you into your office at 6:30 in the morning, D.A., but this is important.
Well, this had better be good. Say, don't you guys ever sleep?
Like food, sleep is something I've learned to do without since our new lead.
Okay, so what gives?
First of all, I want Luigi to be in on this. I think it might be interesting for him.
Okay, I'll have him brought up here. Have Marco brought up now. Well, if you won't tell us the name of the murderer, at least let us in on how you figured it out.
Well, Johnny and I have been doing our homework. We read through that doctor's report I don't know how many times. And suddenly, there it was. Everything fell into place.
But I read that report thoroughly. I didn't find anything I didn't already know.
Yeah, but you see, the man who has his sight very often sees but does not observe. In my case, nature has compensated me. I can't see, therefore I have to observe.
Gentlemen, I am bored with this conversation.
Well, maybe we can change all that. We persuaded Benelli that if he gave public testimony and named the ringleaders of the mafia, we would guarantee to protect him. We almost succeeded, but not quite. He was killed. You listening, Luigi? Johnny and I made a thorough study of the courtroom, measuring distances and angles. We wound up with three possibilities. The open windows at the side of the room from where Benelli could have been plugged. The second possibility was your pal, Chiarelli.
Never heard of him.
Keep listening, Luigi, because I'm coming to the third possibility. You see, I tumbled pretty fast to the fact that he was killed by means of a micro dart tipped with quinalgo. You know all about quinalgo, don't you, Luigi?
Yeah.
After we left the courtroom, Johnny and I went through the doctor's report many times. We found that the micro dart had entered the jugular vein at an angle of some 23 degrees, from a height about 7 feet above the ground. Two things were not mentioned in the report. One was something I had to follow through with a ballistics expert. From the depth at which the dart was embedded, the ballistics expert was able to calculate that the missile had been fired from a distance no greater than 12 feet. And the other point not mentioned in the report was how the dart was fired. Somehow, the killer had managed to launch the dart silently and without attracting attention.
Well, we clever guesswork masters, but what are you getting at, huh?
You know, Luigi, I admire your sophisticated nonchalance.
Oh, thank you.
Sitting there as dapper and relaxed as ever. I can even hear you chewing on that inevitable pipe. Tell me, is it the same old pipe you had 20 years back? Nothing to say, Luigi. Okay, I'll tell you. This is not the same pipe you always had. This is a different and altogether highly educated pipe. London Bridge, rough cut. I'd know that smell anywhere, even in a crowded courtroom, for example. Imagine my surprise when I found that same tobacco smell on the poisoned micro dart.
Don't move any of you. This Timothy's pipe conceals another dart. As you already know, I'm an excellent shot. Huh? I may go to the chair, but you, Lee Masters, you also die.
Well, we'll see about that.
You okay, Johnny?
Yeah, I guess so. How's Lee?
I'm all right, Johnny.
Boy, that was a close call. I'm only glad you knocked that pipe out of his mouth before he had a chance to fire.
Oh, gee, I didn't mean to shove him so hard.
Shove him? Nothing. Luigi jumped.
But 18 floors.
Don't lose any sleep over it, Johnny. It was the best thing that could have happened to him.
Well, I guess I better go down and organize the clearing of the crowds. Get the meat wagon over here. Must be a mess down there.
And for Pete's sake, take that microdog with you, will you? I just don't want to see that thing again.
Okay, boys. Stick around for the details, Lee, will you?
Okay. Well, Johnny, that's twice in one day I owe you my life. Thanks. Here, I guess you could use a cigarette. Have one of these.
Lee, if it's all the same to you, just for the rest of the day, I think I'll quit smoking.
So ends tonight's Sounds of Darkness, presented for your entertainment by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, makers of world-famous passenger tires, truck, and tractor tires for every requirement in South Africa's farming, commerce, and industry. Join us next Friday and every Friday night at 9:30 when Goodyear will again present the blind detective Lee Masters in The Sounds of Darkness.